You have now arrived at your final stop of the City of London tour, Her Majesty's Fortress, the Tower of London. The first thing you will likely notice about the Tower of London is that it is not a tower. In fact, it's a series of 21 towers, turrets, walls, and buildings. Originally, however, there was just a single tower here, known as the White Tower, or the Keep. That's the tower you can see with the flagpole on the top. This tower was built in 1071 by William the Conqueror, who had conquered England back in 1066. At that time, most visitors came to London using the River Thames, so William's idea was to build a huge stone tower here so that as people came into town, they would immediately see how rich and powerful he was. But as the years have gone on, the tower has changed, evolved, and grown to the size you see it today. Throughout its evolution, the tower has also been used for many things. It's been a fortress and a palace, it was the mint where all of our money was manufactured for centuries, and before London Zoo existed, all the animals owned by the crown were kept here. In fact, Henry II in the 12th century had a pet polar bear that lived here, and he would tie a cord around its wrist and let it go fishing in the Thames. Many Londoners would come down here specifically to see the bear swimming around in the water. The tower was also, quite famously, a prison. Notable prisoners that were kept here include people such as Sir Walter Raleigh, Sir Francis Drake, Sir Thomas More, Lady Jane Grey, Henry VIII's second wife, Anne Boleyn, his fifth wife, Catherine Howard, and his youngest daughter, Elizabeth I, who was locked away here by her sister when she was a young princess. Most of the prisoners kept in the tower were kept in the rooms that face the big stone steps you are now standing on. This is because the site of the execution scaffold stood nearby, so the windows here would give the prisoners a perfectly framed view of their final destination. This means that the majority of executions were held outside the walls of the tower, not behind them. Even though the tower has a bloody reputation, up until the 20th century, very few people were actually executed inside. This is because executions were seen as a public event. Queens and kings would want to flex their muscles and show their power by executing people where everybody could see, so executions behind the walls of the tower were quite rare. Executions inside the tower complex would only take place if the person being executed had committed a crime considered embarrassing to the royal family, such as when Henry VIII's fifth wife was suspected of having an affair, and if the soon-to-be executed prisoner had royal blood, which would entitle them to a private execution. As you face the Tower of London, you will see that there is a path at the bottom of the steps that runs around the tower. Walk left and follow this path until it takes you underneath the road. Straight ahead, you will see a set of steps. After the first flight of steps, if you look to the right, you can see a piece of the original London Roman wall.